Live from NPR News in Culver City, California, I'm Dua Hlisai-Kautau. The World Health Organization is reporting a record increase in global coronavirus cases. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports cases are continuing to rise in the U.S., India, Brazil, and South Africa.
More than 230,000 new cases were reported in a 24-hour period, according to the WHO. That is the largest number of new cases since the outbreak began, and a sign the virus remains far from under control. The U.S. made up a big portion of that case total with more than 66,000 new cases. Brazil also reported a staggering 45,000 new cases. To date, the WHO reports more than 12 million people have been sickened globally by the coronavirus, and roughly 500,000 have died. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News, Washington.
And in Brazil, the Pan American Health Organization says the government is also facing another disease, dengue fever. With nearly 400 deaths and at least 1.1 million cases of dengue, and with seasonal rains soon to come for Latin American countries such as Cuba, Chile, and Costa Rica, the numbers are expected to rise, challenging hospitals already coping with the coronavirus pandemic. The U.S. Navy says at least 17 sailors and 4 civilians were injured after an explosion on a ship at a naval base in San Diego. Matt Hoffman from member station KPBS reports authorities are investigating the cause of the blast.
A Navy spokesperson says the fire started just after 8:30 Sunday morning while 160 sailors were on the ship. Thick plumes of smoke from USS Bonhomme Richard poured into clear skies and covered parts of Naval Base San Diego and San Diego Bay. The amphibious assault ship was undergoing maintenance and therefore did not have any aircraft on board. Federal fire crews, local agencies, and other Navy ships responded to the scene. Some sailors and civilians were taken to the hospital and treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Navy officials say the rest of the crew was evacuated from the ship and is accounted for. For NPR News, I'm Matt Hoffman in San Diego.
The EU will soon mediate fresh negotiations aimed at normalizing relations between Serbia and Kosovo. Terry Schultz reports there will be face-to-face talks between leaders of the two countries this week.
Belgrade has refused to accept the 2008 Declaration of Independence by Kosovo, a former enclave of Serbia, populated mostly by ethnic Albanians. In preliminary talks ahead of restarting their official dialogue, Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić and Kosovo Prime Minister Abdullah Hoti have stuck to their positions, so it's not clear what progress can be made in this new round. But both countries are interested in EU membership, and achieving a formal comprehensive agreement is a prerequisite for that.
Terry Schultz reporting. You are listening to NPR News from Culver City, California. Officials in Oklahoma say they will resume an excavation of graves related to the Tulsa race massacre in 1921. Jessica Gallagher reports an earlier effort in March was suspended due to the coronavirus pandemic.
In 1921, a white mob burned and looted Tulsa's historically black Greenwood district, killing hundreds of African Americans. A previous investigation suggested a large anomaly in an area of the city's Oaklawn Cemetery, consistent with mass graves. Travel restrictions earlier this year made it difficult for archaeologists to reach the cemetery. City officials say work will resume Monday and the test excavation is expected to take 3 to 6 days. Mayor G.T. Bynum hopes finding mass graves will bring justice and healing to the community. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Oklahoma City.
Pope Francis says he's deeply pained by Turkey's decision days ago to turn one of its most famous landmarks, the Hagia Sophia Museum, back to a mosque after 86 years. The 6th century architectural marvel was first built as a Christian cathedral, but when the Ottomans conquered Istanbul, they turned it into a mosque. Then in 1934, the Turkish secular government turned it into a museum. On Friday, a top court in the capital revoked the museum's status, giving the mosque possibly open for worshippers by the end of the month. Turkey's president says the Hagia Sophia Museum will remain open to non-Muslims to embrace everyone. I'm Dua Hlisai-Kautau, NPR News in Culver City.